If you know how to raise your hand, please raise your hand. Sonia, you did not answer my messages, so that's weird. Since I answered your question twice. Are you there, Sonia? Okay, so Audrey, you're not here. Bahij is not here. Dorothy is not here. Mata is not here. Phyllis is not here. Ria is not here. Sonia is not here. So I started to speak early. All right, so you don't know how to raise your hand? Audrey, you don't know how to raise your hand?
Audrey? I forgot.
Okay, so
I forgot. Oh, here it is, here it is. Right.
What else have you forgotten?
Oh, I don't know. Where do we begin?
Yeah,
hopefully not much more.
All right, nature shop, please. Welcome back. All right, and Dorothy is on and off. Mia, did you know how to raise your hand? Please raise your hand. Okay, great. And Mia, do you know how to raise your hand? Thank you. Sonia, do you know how to raise your hand? Are you there, Miss Sonia? She's not here. She came an hour early because she's from Argentina. And I didn't check the time thingy, but obviously it must be a time difference. But we are in the same time zone. We are not. All right. So I thought I was going to start with the demonstration on how to take responsibility. But now I have this nagging thing that there's no context. There's no nothing. So I am going to ask a few people, how is it going in their neck of the wood? Let me start with Paolo, who is in the epicenter, or whatever it's called, of this thing in New York City. Hi, Paolo.
Hello, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know what to answer. Sorry. It's like, I can't feel myself. I feel everybody else. So I don't know how I am, okay? Sorry.
I'm good. It's just weird. This whole experience has just been strange.
So you don't know what's going on. Got it.
I don't know what's going on because, you know, they say one thing in the news, but that's not what I see around here.
So
I don't know.
What do you see?
You know, not a lot of people are out, but there are people out. So
What do you mean out? I mean, I go out walking, so that makes me one of the people who goes out.
Yeah, people are going out, doing their thing, but normally it's very busy, but I would say it's I don't even know what percentage, but maybe 5% or 1% people are out doing things.
Wow, I can't imagine New York City barren.
Yeah, very, very. It's like Christmas day, where there's or Sunday morning, but it's been like that for a week now, mm-hmm. where there's nobody out, everything is closed, and very few people out. So it's a strange feeling. Yes.
Great. Thank you, Paolo.
You're welcome.
All right. Who has some interesting? Let me ask William. He's from Ireland. Yeah, before you start, William, did you go to a wedding this weekend?
No, the wedding is next in May. And the third wedding, then I'm out of. This weekend I was away, and we discussed this 2 weeks ago, and it's even in our recording that you gave out
William,
to everybody.
William, I'll kick you out if you make it a personal conversation. I am interested in what's going on in Ireland about the epidemic.
Okay. a lot of things are still going on. There's no shutdown here. People have been recommended to do things, like the pubs are closed, but nearly all, most of the shops, it's their choice at the moment. I don't, there is a...
All right, so no, not much difference. Thank you. Mute yourself, please. Well, I'm with you. I don't think I'm going to hear from you today. You are too desperate. All right, Sonia, I got your message. Thank you. You're here now. Okay. All right. So who, Matsa is in Serbia?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to mute you too. I'm going to mute you too. I don't need that. No, yes. I don't need that. Thank you. All right. Ben, what is it like in Australia?
Hi, Sophie. Yeah, it is everything except for essential services has been shut down, but we're not yet in lockdown. There's also some complacency, which is, I think, it's fairly common in the Australian psyche. And I've chosen to, with my little family, to self-isolate and seeing some silver lining in that. Like it's actually great, so in a way, you know, like I'm working from home, and it's pretty a bit wild out there, and I got yelled at the supermarket the other day, and it's
too much talk. Thank you. All right, so let's make some rules here. So if you are, you want to have some personal conversations or share that somebody yelled at you, don't do it, okay? I want to have this a normal talk to me webinar, not a playground and not your partner call. And if you are talkative, I'm interested. Okay. Let me just calm down. It's not easy. All right. So, what's the situation in England, Trish? What can you tell us? You're unmuted.
Yes, I live in a semi-rural area, and it's complete lockdown here. We've got only medical supplies and supermarket supplies you can only go out for. And the police are stopping you, spot checking you, if to make sure that it's an essential journey. There are very few people on the street. You're allowed to go out for a short walk, or you see people infrequently jogging past or walking. But it's pretty, we're in lockdown.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Trish. I'm tripping over my own tongue. Raise your hand if you have a different area that you can report on. What's the situation in California, Mira?
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
It's kind of like there's a divide between the older people and the younger people. And younger people are congregating at the beach. And they're doing their exercising, and it's just like very concentrated at the beach. And the older people are taking it serious. They're being watchful, and you know, so just I can see a difference. Yeah, I can see a difference with like even the tenants at the building. They'll have get-togethers, the young people, and so some people are just not are being resistant to kind of like seeing the reality of it.
Interesting. Thank you. Mm-hmm. here in Syracuse, we are a university town, so it's 140,000 people who live here normally and about 40,000 students. Nothing. It's empty. No traffic, nothing. Nothing. Everything has been shut down for more than 2 weeks. And it makes me happy. Because I don't know about those dumb politicians who say the economy is more important, but I don't think so. I source what would happen if this went unimpeded, as the way the Republicans suggest, and it would cost 1 billion lives, 1 billion. That's a lot of people, unless that's what they are up to. But you see, when you have 1 billion people who die, that means every single person on the planet got sick. So what does that do to the economy, right? Oh, stupid as the stupid does. Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Kava, what's the situation in Sweden?
Yeah, that's... what you talked about, Sweden, they have a different strategy than everybody else. They say like 70% will get the virus, so they're just trying to restrict the old people to get out, those that are in the risk zone. And they haven't locked down anything besides restaurants and university. Yeah, that's it. They have like a distance. University and high school are closed. And
so
your children
are still going to school and your wife is teaching?
My wife was at home for 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks she has to get back. And I'm at home. So they haven't closed the school. If you're just sick, then you shouldn't go to school or to work, they say. Or if you can, work at home. So it's a little bit, yeah, like you get angry at the government. They're playing a different game here in Sweden.
Game. Yes, I can hear the game. Thank you, Kava.
Yeah.
So as you can tell, each area handles it differently. It's getting... Steve, did you want to say something?
Yes. Yes, please. I'm in San Francisco, and it appeared last week, I mean, it was complete shutdown. No one out on the streets. And I drive for Uber, but there was no one out. But a change this week where there's a lot more folks out and about. Obviously that's probably not a good idea, but I just noticed quite a bit of a change from first week to last the current week for the people out in the streets.
Thank you. See what mute yourself.
Got it.
Okay, I meet you because you don't. So I talked to a few people, not really a lot, and I am seeing something really interesting. So if your life was empty, filled with running around and going to the store and doing this and doing that, then you don't adjust to having to be at home because you are not used to doing anything that you can do on your own. Raise your hand if you're one of those. You have a real hard time adjusting. You are used to running around like a crazy person, and now this is like solitary confinement. Raise your hand. It's okay. Nobody? because three people. So what do people do who are not like that? If you are one of those, by the way, you raise your hand, your life hasn't amounted to much. How do I know it? Because there is not much accomplishment possible unless there is long solitary times to actually get things done. I won't say who sends us up. It's okay. It's a secret between us. All right. So what I promise to do on this call is two things. One is to have two conversations. And interestingly, and accidentally, I'm going to have both conversations with the same person and with another person. So the first one is how to pull responsibility towards yourself. So I wrote more about that in the Meaning article. Raise your hand if you read that article, please. So most people came obviously from the email and they don't read my articles and they have no idea what we are going to talk about. So let me see if I should have that conversation. Well, I promise who we are. So I'm going to, I picked a participant in my playground to do it with. Because in order for somebody to do that effectively, your vibration needs to be 200 or above. And I didn't want to take a chance with somebody whose vibration is lower. So that person is Paolo, who is from New York City. Paolo, open your line.
Hello.
Hi. Everybody said hi. All right, so how we are going to do that is we are going to look at the meaning that you gave and we are going to attempt for you to see what that does to your life. Now, what are we going, what do I mean? So something happens in your life, it can be big, it can be small, and then you decide what it means. And that meaning carries over for decades. Forever, till you die, until you interrupt it. So, Paolo, you are open, but I'm still going to say one of my things. So I was not wanted. My mother didn't want another child. She didn't love my father, blah, 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 blah. And I made a decision that I was on borrowed time. That I was supposed to be dead, and it's only a matter of time when I'm going to have to be killed or something like that. Not just drop dead, but killed. I am dramatic like that. And I carried that with me everywhere until about less than 10 years ago, with the result that I was kicked out of high school. I was kicked out of everything. I was kicked out of relationships. I was kicked out of groups. I was kicked out of assisting. I was kicked out of volunteering. I was kicked out of sports teams. I was kicked out from everywhere, okay? Which means I made it manifest in my life that I'm on borrowed time. It's only a matter of time, but I'm going to be kicked out, blah, 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 okay? So what was yours, Paolo?
Mine was that that I was not wanted.
You were not wanted?
Yeah, so I felt like...
I am
like, I should say like, probably a better word for it. But mine is...
Well, we'll look at it, because your life illustrates it, right?
Yes. So
if you can't see traces of it in your current life,
okay,
then that's not the decision that you made, okay?
Okay.
All right, so continue.
So So I see this because I grew up gay with a religious family, and so my whole life I was told I should be a certain way and not be who I am, and I had to, you know, and then I wanted people to like me. Because I don't think they like me.
So you decided that people don't like me?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to put it that way. People don't like me. Really, I really like you, Paolo, so... let me ask your partner, Kaba, your line is probably unmuted. Do you like Paolo?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that the people don't like me is really the issue.
Okay.
Because people like you. Do you feel that I like you?
Yeah, I do feel that you like me.
Then it's not it.
Okay.
So let's look closer. So you were gay, or you were still gay, and mm-hmm. that meant that you were not like everybody else.
Yes.
Did you maybe make a difference, make a decision that I am different?
Did I make, yeah. I think a long time ago I made a decision that I was different.
Well, you are. But that muscle test says no.
No.
All right, so is it about fitting in? No. Is it about being approved? Approved of, it's closer. A muscle test. So
okay.
I am asking the questions, I am not asking you, I'm asking the muscle test or source, okay? Approved. It's close. So give me a synonym for approved.
Okay. Approved, let's see.
Okay. Good. Normal.
Normal?
Normal tested, yeah. Do you have an issue with being normal?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
because
I am not normal. Is that how you have it?
Yes.
I am not normal. I am not normal. Normal, as in you are an aberration? Yes. I am an aberration. Abomination is a term what religiously you would say. Abomination.
Abomination, yes.
If I don't pronounce it right, forgive me, okay? So, is that how you have it?
I never thought of abomination, but yeah.
Okay, so let's look if that is... I do see a couple of signs that you are not normal. I don't want you to be normal. Don't tell anybody. All right, so give me some examples that prove that you are different. That you are not like everybody else. You do things that are kind of unexpected. Whether they turn out well or not, it doesn't matter.
Just, growing up gay, my mannerisms are not of a boy. So, and I always told that I'm not normal and I should act normal because I didn't like sports, and I had sisters, so I used to play around with my sisters and their toys, and then I used to get in trouble for that. What else? I can go on.
Okay, no, I am interested in today.
Today?
Because, you see, if this was a childhood thing and has mm-hmm. no relevance today, then taking responsibility won't make a difference.
Okay. Today.
today.
For instance, well, like my lifestyle right now is not considered normal because basically I work part time and I work, you know, and then I do my markets on the weekends. I make my crafts and I sell them at markets on the weekends. So that's another scenario right now that I don't fit in the status quo of how you're supposed to make a living. Let's see. I think that's the biggest thing right now is that I have a different lifestyle than what lifestyle is in how I'm living my life, how I'm making my money, than like my friends and my peers and most typical people.
So what we want to demonstrate here is you taking responsibility for something that you said.
Okay.
So that you can be that way, and whatever comes out of it is not a blame or not a suffering, but it's normal. Of course, it's going to happen. So,
yeah.
For instance, the moment I took responsibility that I am on borrowed time, people stopped kicking me out. I'm not kidding you. Or one of the signs was that I used to go to classes and nobody wanted to sit next to me. The moment I took responsibility for being that person, people sat next to me as if nothing, if there was no energy in me that repelled them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I am curious, what are the consequences? What is the source of the suffering that you could take responsibility because you decided that you were not normal, that you were an aberration, whatever you are is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look, because I can't tell you.
Let's see. And it should be in the current or in the past?
Current.
Current.
So, for instance, when there was an incident when you were running after a bus and the bus already closed the door and you were banging on the door and the bus driver didn't open the window. And that was an accident, right? What was the internal conversation?
Oh, the internal conversation, it's like, normally when something like this happens, it's like, why me? Why does this keep happening to me?
Is it there even for a moment that if I were different than him to open this door?
Yeah. I mean, I get, okay, yeah. That actually, that this used to happen to me a lot. It doesn't happen to me anymore since I started doing your program. But the people are actually saying nice things to me now. Like when I open a door, they would say thank you. Before, they never used to say thank you, and I would not open the door so that they don't have to open the door. But it's something like they're being rude to me on purpose. And so that is like a thing, and I can't, let me think. It's like they're doing it on purpose, that they're being rude to me because it's not fair, or it's, they think they're better. Maybe that's it. Maybe they think they're better than me.
So you are
that's
not
right.
just normal, but you are subnormal.
Correct.
Uh-huh. I am subnormal.
So
it's not true anymore. So why am I going to do this exercise with you, or the result is it true?
Say that again.
Let me find someone who has an unresolved issue. Because if this isn't happening, then you taking... Sorry, I got distracted. If you have resolved this issue, then we are not going to see some dramatic demonstration of you taking responsibility, because somehow you already have.
Okay, I got
you.
Uh-huh.
So let me find somebody else. Thank you very much for your support.
You're welcome.
Raise your hand. I'm going to have to test your vibration before I call on you, but raise your hand if you want to volunteer to look at this thing. I'm quickly going to check. Okay, the only person who tests above 200 is Mira. But I don't know if she has an issue. Mira, do you have an issue that you could take responsibility for? If not, then we are just going to next. No problem.
Okay.
The rest of you who raised your hand, thank you, Mira. Your vibration dropped probably because of what's going on. So I can't do it with somebody who doesn't. I mean, I can try. Should I try it with Kara? No. You are not going to be able to see it. Your vibration is more than 200, some 200, 190, 181, 170. 170, you are still in the basement. Okay, Kava?
Okay.
So you are not going to be able to take responsibility. It's a responsibility and integrity are all become possible at 200.
Yeah. Okay.
And you don't have it. And some other people volunteer who have even lower vibration. So, all right. So why don't we go to the question and answer thing, and eventually I'm going to ask the people who took different actions and use this epidemic as an enrichment project. Raise your hand if you want to do that first, and then questions after. Like when I hear something inspiring, Mahesh does. Why don't you do that? So the two people who I know who use, I'm going to lower the hands, thank you, who use this as an opportunity, I am not one of them, okay? I am totally in shambles. And you can hear it on how I'm talking. I'm really not in good shape. Is Mira and Paolo. Not an accident, the two people who are above 200. If you are not above 200, partially you are not above 200 because you got scared. Fear lowers your vibration by a lot. For me, the biggest issue is not so much fear, but the downstairs neighbor. Is it fear? No, it's my downstairs neighbor who is infected and carries on, and I am not doing well because of that. And also, I am researching a lot what's going on, and it's not good. So I even saw that my article suffered. All right, so Paolo, what did you do?
What I did is that I just started to think of ideas of how I can, make more money. Basically, what happened with me is that my business has pretty much got shut down because of this epidemic, you know, because I rely on selling to tourists in New York City. So it kind of started dwindling at the beginning of the month. And then, like, 2 weeks ago, it was just basically completely shut down because everything, the tourists, they banned tourists, and then they start closing everything down. So I was thinking of ways to make more money and how I can make more money. So I came up with an idea.
Or you're saying instead of more money, making money.
Making money, yes. Making money. I came up with an idea that I can make masks, face masks, because there's a need for it. And I think it's something that it's going to continue on even after this epidemic. I think it's going to be people are going to buy masks like they do in Asia.
Really?
So I think it's going to be a thing. That's just my hunch, because in Asia they wear masks for pollution or for whatever purposes. I mean, I don't like wearing masks because I feel like I'm getting suffocated with it, but people do. There's, like, lots of people that wear them. So I think it's something that's going to an accessory that's going to continue on even after this.
So let's look what happened. So you and I talked, and you started to work from home, and the markets were closed, and you couldn't even go to your part-time job, so it looked gloom.
Very gloom.
All right, so let me just talk to somebody. Sonia, if you put one more message to me, I kick you out, okay? I do not need that. Please don't do that, okay? I am closing the message things, and I'm not even going to see it, okay? Please don't do that. All right, so, yes. So we started to talk, and you said, so what can I do? And I said, well, you need to learn to sell online.
Yeah.
So you didn't say that, but it's important to know. So Paolo is originally from the Philippines, and he makes from Philippine fabric, which is really beautiful, looks handmade. Different pieces of clothing, and that's what he sells. Am I accurate about that?
Yes. So I make bags and clothing with hand-woven fabrics from the Philippines.
Yeah, that's how it looks. It does look hand-woven. Really beautiful. Colorful and rustic and unique and individual. So the kind of thing that people buy a piece and then everybody says, where did you get that, right?
Yeah.
But if there's no market and there is no, then there's no income, right? So
yeah. So
we kicked it around, and he does have an Etsy site, but he doesn't have it built out. But even just having this conversation, what else can you do for money, opened his eyes up. Is that what happened, or am I just making this shit up?
No, that's exactly what happened. I thought of other things where, like, I saw an ad at Trader Joe's that they're looking for people because they're, like things like that. And then for crew members. So there are things to do, but you just have to kind of look and see, which I didn't really understand at the beginning when you say looking, but now I'm kind of getting to a point where, oh, that's what she means about looking. Like, you cannot just, like, look at one thing and be focused and just kind of open up and look at everything, because I'm still working remotely, which is very hard, but so I'm not completely, like, out of my income. So there's still a little bit of money coming in, and hopefully I can find another what is this called, like another remote job in the future to kind of make it all work. So it's not, I'm not in a position where it's like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do, which would have been my normal reaction.
And between you and me, the secret code is looking. So, for instance, when you are out of ideas, or you are locked in into some upset, or obsessed with something, just I learned it from psychologists. Just moving your eyes from left to right, panning. I think in camera language they call it. Left to right and right to left, and not stop anywhere. Just allow things to show up, things that are not that. Get that? Not that thing that you are stuck with. I don't have any income. I am going to die. Or whatever damn thing you're afraid of, right?
Yes.
And that I call that at least opening yourself to looking. My feeling is that only two people look in this whole thing, but let's ask people. So raise your hand if you have actually been doing that. All right, so I'm going to check for live, okay? And don't be offended if I say you're live. I ignore your hand if I find it. You're lying. Okay. I found two more people other than the people who I mentioned that are actually looking. The rest of them aren't looking. Now, why do you think you're looking and you're not looking? That would be really interesting. So have you ever been in a position, Paolo, where you thought you were looking, but you were only seeing the same thing?
Okay, repeat the question again, I'm sorry.
So why would anybody think that they are looking, but they are actually not looking?
Oh, because you're too focused on yourself and what's going on with the drama, on what's going to happen to you, what you have to do, instead of actually just looking at other possibilities that are around you. Is that the...
It's kind of a lighthearted way, right? Not an escape, not what is going to save me. But what else could I do? Like, lighthearted.
Yes. And also, another thing that kind of makes me calm about this whole situation is that, I've been fired before, I've been whatever, like horrible things have happened to me before, and I've always managed to overcome it. And so that's, I never had nothing. So looking at it that way, where, okay, yeah, this is bad, but it will pass. Attitude is another thing that helps me not to be distraught.
So it's temporary. I got it.
Yes, so it's temporary, that it will overcome. It happens to everybody. Another thing, too, that kind of helps me out, I'm a small business owner, so I know other small business owners that have way bigger problems than I have right now. So hearing their problems compared to my problems, I'm like, oh, okay, I guess it's not as bad. I mean, I think that's a bad thing, but it's not as bad as I think it is compared to another person's problem.
Yeah, that's the only time when comparison is good. All right, Paolo, let me just say about some major stuff, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. I appreciate your participation. All right, so there are two people, I checked this, people who I lowered their hands. So two of them went into desire trap. That is not looking. Desire trap is another fixation. Raise your hand if you got that. I lowered your hand because of that. You went into some other fixation, not the Yeah, that's exactly good. So when you go from one fixation to the other, is not panning. It's like, what else can I do? 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 What else is there? And look long enough and light enough so that you don't get trapped. Don't get trapped. Getting trapped is the biggest issue. Okay, so there's another person who I asked, and I conspired ahead of time, by the way, that she's going to share what she did, what opportunity she saw, and that's Mira. Okay, Mira, go for it.
Okay, Sophie. So it was like a switch went on, and you know, language is not my strength, but it was more like a vision I saw. And then when you spoke about soul, my soul correction is a circuitry, and there's an unwillingness. That's the slope of my soul correction. It was like that word connected to the image that I had. And then a switch went on. And
I hope other people understand what you just said, because I don't.
Oh, okay, see.
I have no idea. Switch and vision and blue, 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 blue. Oy, oy, oy.
Okay, let me try
again. Can you make it simple?
Yeah, let me try. I didn't know how to put the word that I have been
simple,
unwilling.
Simple, fifth grade English.
Yeah.
Nothing esoteric. Speech and vision. All right.
I'm sorry.
If you can't say it, I will. But try. Go for it.
Oh, you know I'm a bumbling idiot when I talk. Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. I am a bumbling idiot all the time, so nothing wrong.
The word willingness, it just somehow like...
So people who are here, half of the people never participated with me. Okay? So they are never going to understand any of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They are not here to hear some, oh, the willingness... right?
No, I'm trying to make it practical.
They are simple people who are stuck at home and read my email and wanted to get some away from the other things time. Not something as substantial as you want to give them.
Yeah, so I saw it as an opportunity. And for my self-growth, for gaining knowledge has been something that has been important to me. And
all right, I'm going to do it for you, okay?
Okay. Sorry.
Nothing wrong. All right.
Yeah,
so,
I like what
you talked about. So what Mira did, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? What Mira did is decided it is the best time. Suddenly I'm going to have time to grow. And I am going to do it this way. And she bought or she re-signed up to the 67 steps. And she committed to do a step a day. And she's doing brilliant work. And that is... I mean, it takes her an hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours to get it done. But she never had the time or whatever she didn't have for it. Maybe she didn't have the willingness. We don't know, but she's using the time the way, in a way that it's an opportunity. That's what I wanted to illustrate, that you can say, oh, this is not a disaster. This is an opportunity. Mm-hmm. I am reading a book a day now. Okay, is that an opportunity? Yeah. little bit. Okay? So I am behind the 8 ball. She is doing better than I am. Okay? But I'm going to snap out of it too, and I'm going to buckle up and use the opportunity. For me, it's not as much of an opportunity, because anyway, I would have shut it. So. But that's what she did. She said, I am going to grow 67 days. Let's hope it lasts that long.
Yeah.
No. That doesn't sound very politically correct. But it is. It's like, hey, I might as well be selfish about that, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. I am very proud of you, Mira.
Thank you very much.
And now, here comes the question. Did they go that direction because their vibration was high, or did their vibration stay high because they went in that direction? I'm going to lower the hands, by the way. There are hands. So raise your hand if you think that their hydration, that vibration remained high or grew because they thought that way. I'm just curious. I don't know yet. I'm going to muscle. Okay, so that's almost everybody. And I'm going to lower the hand and raise your hand if you think that they had high vibration and that's why they could see. All right, so muscle test says that the first group was right. I was only muscle tested just now. So yeah, they first went into where everybody goes, but didn't stay there. I mean, I remember when Paolo went to that bad place. You know, on that call that we had last Saturday, you went to an ugly place, and you hung out there for about an hour, right, Paolo?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, you didn't. You went back to good. You snapped out of it. And the idea came after that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no problem. All right, mute yourself. All right, so questions. Questions about anything, by the way. It doesn't have to be about the epidemic. It doesn't have to be about opportunity. It doesn't have to be about anything. It can be about your order. So, for instance, William and her family, their water is suddenly not energizable, and they are like, oh. So what's up with that, William? You want to ask a question? No? You don't want to ask a question? William?
Yes. Hi. My question would be what do you think could have caused that? Because I put in new filters, I ran it for a long time, and everything seemed the TF card was working, everything was in order, and I just had a little bit of a stump of how it didn't charge.
Okay, so I am muscle testing it. I don't know, obviously. I would need to see your filter. So it's partially the water quality and partially your filter. So maybe you didn't buy the right filter. So what has been happening across the board is people look at how the filter looks and the name of the filter, but they don't buy the filter that I recommend. So of all the DuPont filters, only the one test, yes, the whole house filter, and people are buying the one that doesn't say whole house. Okay, so I think that could be the reason, but you are going to have to send me the picture of the filter. The issue is not the block, but the other one, the carbon filter. Okay, so
yes.
Send the picture of that filter. But that is not the case with your sister, because the water was good there a week ago, right?
Yes. It was her filter.
Yeah, but you gave her some filters, and then she let it run, and then it was good, no?
Yeah. Yes, but she let it run first for about 10 minutes, and you said it wasn't any good. She left it run then for an hour, and it was good.
Yeah, but today it wasn't. After your water, she sent her water to, and it was not energizable.
Well, the filter she had that she used the last day are the same. The DuPont carbon, same as mine, that I ordered them all for us. The name is on the packet, everything. When I open them, I only order those ones.
Okay. All right, so we are going to have to get back to that. You have to send me pictures of both your filters and her filters, okay? Otherwise,
okay.
I can't diagnose. All right, thank you, William. Anybody else
thank
have
you.
A question? Kava.
Yeah, Sophia, I asked this in email yesterday, but I want to like ask it here too. This I was looking at practicing my incident, and the question that came up was about the racket, and I was like curious if it was born like if the racket came up in the first incident, or was it like, was I born with this racket? Or, yeah, that was the...
All right, so first, what's a racket? So a racket is one of the 53 invisible machines, invisible dynamics. I'm not asking you to talk, okay? And it has two visible components and two invisible components. You recognize the racket, that there is a complaint, the kind of complaint that you are always stuck with. And you always react to it the same way, with disdain or with anger or with unwillingness or resistance or whatever, okay? I'm explaining to, as I said, there are people who haven't done anything in my programs, anything. So it is a public call, not a playground call, okay? All right, so what keeps it running is that you are getting something from it. Now, the question that Kaba is asking, if the racket is something that he created, or something that he was born with. I muscle tested, and that's my experience, that your racket comes with your DNA, with your soul correction. So somebody with his racket, or with his soul correction, he has the same soul correction as mine, would have this kind of... I am doomed, or I am in borrowed time, or I'm nothing. Do you see the similarity, Kaba?
Yeah, I did when you were talking about being in borrowed time.
Yeah, your racket and my racket, in essence, are the same racket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, there's an edginess to it. Look, I'm either smart or I'm stupid. I'm either a winner or I'm a loser. I am either wanted or I'm not wanted. I am. That's the energy of the record. This record, not everybody's record. This record.
This record, point.
The forget thyself person record. they either feel completely superior or completely inferior. Are they going to pontificate or eat humble pie? Okay, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a pretty racket. So that's the answer. Your racket comes with the soul correction. You are born into a racket.
Okay. Okay.
Is that good news? No!
No.
Is that bad news? No! It's just not so!
Yeah.
F. I am not going to curse on this call, hopefully. All right. So raise your hand, everybody, if this is good news, or you are just so something that you have never seen before, especially if you're in one of my programs. Okay. No, you just lied. Some people are lying. Lying. All right. Okay, I'm lowering the hands. Another question, please. We can stay as long as you have questions. If there are no more questions, then we just go home, right? I have a book waiting for me. Yes, Wahid. I am on you too. Okay, go for it.
Okay. So I know we're not doing anything on the responsibility part, but I'm curious, in one of your articles, you talk about, writing out the things, where you're basically confronting yourself. So I am this, or I am that, or I was born of low birth, whatever. Right. And then you talk about bringing it.
And then, All right, go for it.
Then you talk about bringing a kind eye to it, right? So,
oh, yeah. Or at least sober.
So I'm curious.
At least sober.
Okay. So, okay. All right. Because I'm wondering, is that the step to the is that a precursor to being able to take responsibility for?
It is an ability to bring a sober eye or a kind eye, yes. Let's see, precursor. That may not be a good word. I would reword it for you. So can you do it without taking responsibility? Or does it prepare you to take responsibility?
Yeah.
The answer, no, it doesn't.
Okay.
So there are requirements for being able to pull it yourself. So one is precision.
Okay.
To really, really, really get that you said that. It's not true. It was never true. It's occasionally true, if ever. And you said that. I wrote an article where I said something about you. I wrote today or yesterday. What was it? Don't remember. So what did you say about yourself? You.
I got a list of things. I'm a loser, and then I'm without a formal education.
Yeah,
I was born of low birth.
Okay, go for it. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm a moocher. I want love without having won it. I don't want to hear anything about me that is unflattering. I think I'm too special to prove myself.
Okay, stop there.
Okay.
So that one may have legs, okay?
Okay.
Because the rest of them are just your opinionating, right? But this one may have some good meat on it, you know, like a bone.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I am too special. Or says it even simpler, I'm special. I'm special.
I'm special.
No, by the way, I'm not mocking you.
No, no, I know you're not.
Well, what am I doing? I'm doing something.
You're flushing it out, so it
really
gets
the essence of it. First of all, lightening it. Second of all, I am talking in the language of a child, right?
Yeah.
Playing. Play is very useful. So if there is something to precursor, okay, play would be it.
Play.
If
okay,
you can
so...
play with your kaka, okay? No, I mean, don't laugh. It's kaka, right? But if you can play...
No, I'm just...
If you can play with your kaka, then it's yours.
Yeah.
You can't play with something that you hate, right?
Yeah.
So that's being a kind eye. You just play with it. I'm so freaking special. I am special. I am so special that I am like a prince. Right? And then you and you can do it in front of the mirror, you can do it in your privacy, you can do it anywhere. You lighten the mood. This is for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just a Bahij thing. This is for everybody. If you can do that, there is hope for you. If you can't do that or are unwilling to do that, there's no hope for you. And there are people on this call that there is no hope for them. Now everybody's like, oh, I hope it's not me. Oh, that was calculated stab. Totally calculated. All right? If you can't even play with that, then you can't play with anything, okay? There's nothing wrong with you, and there's nothing wrong with anyone. So when I say something like that, it's always to drive up some despair, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to say, oh, holy shit. There's the despair. Shit is not ugly, right?
Cursing.
All right, so yeah, so that's what you want to do, and you want to get really good at it. And because you have the skill, I know you, okay? You have the skill to be funny, make it as funny as you can. No, serious, that's what makes a good comedian. They call this in some $5 words, self-deprecating. That's the real word. Yeah. No, you want to be funny, okay? And laugh.
Yeah.
If you can laugh, you are getting closer to high vibration. So let's do a little taking temperature. How many of you can't laugh? You're too effing serious. Oh, did you see? I didn't say a word. All right, raise your hand if you can't laugh. You're too effing serious. I know who, so if you don't raise your hand, I just write you off like slacker, liar.
Blah. Why so serious?
No, it's not about serious. It's just about what is it? What's the opposite of kind eye?
Harsh.
Yeah. You are harsh with yourself. Right, so one liar, second liar, I don't know that person, third liar, I don't know that person, fourth liar, the liar, liar, no, not liar, that's true. She's true too. Her, I don't know. She pretends to laugh, but she isn't laughing. Okay. Steve, I said I'm not going to check the messages, okay? So, sorry. You're shit out of luck. I checked it. It wasn't worth it. She said stink. He said stink eye. That's actually funny, but I don't think that's a real expression. Stink eye. Yeah, and Mr. Trey, I've never heard you laugh about yourself. Trey, are you there? Yeah, you should have your hand up.
Yeah, I was a little late to put it up, and then I put it back down, and then I was sitting here the whole time thinking my hand should be up right now.
Yeah, your hand should be up, yes. And I never heard Steve, and never heard Sandra, really, and never heard Matza and Nia, and, yeah, not even Audrey, okay? So don't lie. You don't bring a kind eye to your shortcomings. Yes, Trey, thank you. Get yourself, please. So, yeah, it's a good question, Bahit. It's a really good question, because... I think, okay, and I'm going to muscle test, but first I'm going to say it. I think I managed to climb up in spite of finding horrible things about myself. Horrible! Horrible! It's like absolutely horrible things. And I am still working. Okay, I did write it in somewhere that I am revisiting unintentionally, okay? Incidents in my life that I am so ashamed of, I wouldn't want anybody to know what I did. Okay? And every time, I mean, about five times a day, and I have to bring a kind eye to it, and there's more in the pipe, okay? More than I have to look at, okay? So I'm not done yet, but I am able and willing to bring kind eye. I can say that's not wrong. It's just what's disgusting. Hell yeah. If you can't laugh when you say disgusting, then you are a humorless person. And if you're humorless, you are low vibration. You can't raise your vibration because you can't. You can't let it be. You see, laughing allows it to be.
To be. Okay.
Yeah. All the nasty stuff. But okay, that's stinky. That's ugly. Okay. So? What else is new? What does it have to do with the Paris of tea in China? Nothing. Okay, good. Next. And then you can do well.
Wow. You know, what's coming to me now is, so, like, now in the world, you see this thing where, like, if you make fun of someone, like, there's a mob of people waiting to try to make you bad, you know, feel bad for making fun of people or whatever. But I'm like, so what, right? I mean, if it allows it to be, then... go ahead.
All right, so my teacher... All right. He says that, I don't remember the exact sentence, but he says, if you want to make a difference, shame people. It's like, holy shit, right? But I have found, I have been practicing, OK? okay, because I like to learn, okay? I've been practicing diligently on every call, shaming people. And you know what? They snap out of it. So it works.
Mm-hmm.
What doesn't work is, you don't have a big head, my baby. You're not stupid. No, that doesn't work. If you're stupid, somebody telling you you're stupid, then it's really good medicine. No? You made a huge 180-degree turn when I shamed you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So I didn't even think that was shaming. I thought that was just what you do. Like, you just call it as you see it. But I didn't know it was shaming.
That was total shaming, and I made it public, too. Private shaming, not enough for this dude. He needs public shaming. And you turned around. You did.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Some people don't take shaming too well. I mean, they think that it's me being bad. No, it's me making a difference. Shaming is good.
Shaming is good.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Mute yourself.
Thank
next,
you.
Next question. As you can see, you can ask anything. Don't ask in the questions. Like I already said, I can't read it. Ray Empath, how to manage the overwhelming time. You don't have audio? All right, so Empath, how to manage. How to manage the overwhelming time. So it's not the time that's overwhelming, right?
No.
Precision is not your strong suit. Okay, so how do I... Okay, so as you heard, I'm not managing it, right? So how am I going to tell you how to manage it? I can't manage it. So I found one solution that has been working, and I am now wearing the big bundle in sub form almost 24/7 to block it down. I don't have anything else. Empaths are the victims of other people's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't help you. I am
okay.
I am mostly miserable too. Not me, it's not my feelings, but hers downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And her boyfriend goes to work every day, spreading it. Now, how do you think I feel? Like shit.
Yeah.
It's only so much I can do not to be judgmental. It's like, okay, that's how it spreads.
Mm-hmm.
You are not responsible. Right?
Yeah.
So, no, I can't help you with that. And if you are another empath, same soul correction as Audrey, then this answer was for you too. All right. Thank you, Audrey. Mute yourself. All right. Any other questions? How are you doing, Dorothy?
I'm doing pretty good. With being here at home, too.
Mm-hmm. And are you making any money?
No. Things have to be postponed.
Mm-hmm. All right, contact me.
But,
maybe we can brainstorm.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Very lovely. Thank you.
Yeah. Not like I'm really good at it, but it probably would help me, too. I don't need to make more money, but it would distract me from the bullshit that I am mired in. All right, any other questions? William, is there a question?
Well, it's kind of a question. It's just that what you're talking about shaming, I didn't think that was working all along when you were getting angry at me until the other day something came up and I went into person, you call me needy and a royal pain in the ass, and when it happened, I used your words on myself, and I called myself all these things, and suddenly there was just a huge shift. I just shifted out of it straight away.
Thank you.
It was like I was using your words.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, that's exactly how it works. I mean, there
never thought I'd see the day I'd call myself that, though.
Yeah, well, you should. Because you are that. I am never wrong.
Yes.
I am never wrong. I'm never wrong. Sorry. Yeah, laugh at yourself. Laughing at yourself is fun. Thank God. How many times I'm wrong, right? All right, so I just wanted to share that when that woman called me a gossip and a liar some, 10, 15 years ago, and I didn't know I was. I had no idea. For me, I wasn't neither. Then we had a conversation, and she said, that's what you are, because if you talk about anybody else when they are not there, and that reduces the listener's esteem of the person, then you are gossiping. And I was like, and of course I'm a gossiper. horrible gossiper. So the only way I can shift out of it is like, you're gossiping. Same thing. I'm shaming myself. So yeah, that's how it works. Self-shaming works. Anybody has any good self-shaming examples that we can all steal? Raise your hand if you do. Saying you are an asshole is not self-shaming, okay? It has to be specific. So what worked in William's case is that I said, you are needy. The other thing that you're a pain in the ass, whatever I said, that is not part of it. What was important is that you are needy. All right, Patricia, what is it?
No, I'd just like to share what you showed me the other day that really has driven something up, and I've been paying attention to the stupid, how I'm stupid. So I thank you for that. And I've been looking at all the ways I'm being stupid, and it's trying to get the separation on, is my action, or is it actually what am I being stupid about? Because I've not been aware of it. I'm letting it ruin my life.
Beautiful. I thought something must have happened because you are doing better.
No, it's great. I feel I'm coming back. Thank you.
Yeah, so the guy, my teacher, is right. God damn it. Right? But I like it. It's okay. If it works, I'm willing to try anything. Is that you, Trish? Yeah, you're okay. Let's kick that feeling, okay? Please. I still can't breathe. Please, Trish, let's go. Jaw. Your jaw is locked. All right. Any next question? Or anybody? Or ashamed that produced results from it. I did such a sales pitch, okay? We are pitching all these people. Oh, come to Sophie. She will shame you. Very funny. Yeah, I know. If I like you. If I don't like you, I won't even shame you. Raise your hand if I never shamed you and we have done work together. No hands. I shamed everyone. okay. Or people just didn't want to admit that maybe I don't like them. Ay, ay, ay. Liars galore. All right, any other questions? You have time. I can stay, but if you don't have any questions, then we'll go. No more questions? Is there a time that's better for most people? Like later? Well, each wants to ask another question. One second, just let me just look at this time thing. Oh, and who wants to ask another question? All right, so let's start with Lee, because I haven't heard her voice in a long time.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? I actually don't have a question, but I wanted to add to what you were talking about before with moments of being shamed. We had a call a while back, and when I was talking about preparing for architecture school and all of that stuff and how I wasn't making any progress, essentially telling me that, like, my inability to do anything in terms of working towards that was disgusting. That really helped a lot, because me looking at that in that way showed me that it wasn't really something that I should be working towards.
Congratulations.
Yeah, like, it's definitely an interest, but I don't want to be an architect. So... I've been looking around a lot to see other things that I could be doing, and honestly, I feel a lot better now. So I wanted to share that.
You made my day. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have no idea where the feeling came from,
mm-hmm.
and I felt I was right on, but I also felt that who am I to break your ambition, right? So thank you.
But it was helpful, because honestly, I could put that ambition towards something more worth it.
Yeah, that you were going to be good at.
Yeah, exactly.
Architecture is a bitch, if you ask me.
It is, and it's fascinating, but I feel like I could use what I've learned so far from it for something else, rather than fully putting in all my time to become something that I really don't want to be. So.
Yeah, you see, I use my abilities that I acquired when I was an architect every day and every minute of every day. I wouldn't be able to do my work without that background.
Right.
But I would be a lousy architect, but not just lousy, hitting it!
Exactly.
Who the heck wants to do something I would hate, right?
Right.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you. I am so happy. Look, I went
thank
to
heaven.
So
it definitely took out some confusion, so it's helped a lot, and I really appreciate that, appreciate you. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Great. Who is next? Thank you. Bahit, sorry. Go for it.
All right, this is maybe a little selfish, and apologies,
so
but...
You should be selfish. Selfish is good.
Okay, cool. So, last night I was watching something on HBO about Imelda Marcos, the first lady of the guy. Okay, so you know. So...
With the shoes, right?
So,
that's the woman.
Lots of
shoes. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
All right, what?
So, I'm using this as an opportunity to, you know, try to look. You know, we've been talking about trying to see, right? And I'm looking at this woman,
you're
and
you're trying to practice the
sideways
view.
Yeah, the sideways.
Yes, I remember your email, yes.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm having trouble because I want to know if I'm seeing something or if I'm just making up an opinion about it, right? So she's sitting there, and she's talking about how
she loves the people, and the people need hope that, you know, her and her family can bring. And what, so I'm looking at this, I'm like, okay, look, what are you really looking at? And I'm saying,
okay, so what are you seeing is the right question. What are you seeing? Not what are you looking, what are you seeing? So what did you see?
I'm seeing pretending.
Deceit.
Okay, is it the deceit?
So you know deceit really intimately because you are very deceivable, right?
I've been, yeah, very, very much so.
So you recognize it when you actually see it. You weren't looking for it. You were just looking. Looking to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Okay. All right. Okay. Because I want to. I'm like, am I on the right track with this? Because I.
Yes. That's what you're supposed to do. Yes. Beautiful. Excellent. Yeah. Oh my God! You see how you changed?
Yeah.
No, because you went from theoretical to actually doing. That's a big step. You are the theoretical guy. Memories. You went and actually did something. You said, "How do you?" Are you? And I said, "Go and watch movies that way." And you went and did it. You made a huge step. Instead of just talking about it, or asking stupid questions. Sorry. All right, it comes out. It comes out in the rush, right?
That's the only way I know it's you. That's the only way.
I mean, if I ask all the people who are in the playground, I'm going to lower the hands, okay? So I didn't remember whose hand was up. Raise your hand if you are in a playground and you actually watched the movie and looked like he did, asking, what do I see? One other person, okay? Do you get that, Bahij? One other person, that's it. So congratulations. Yeah, the second part of this call is much better because everybody's stroking me. I like it. Of course I like it. I haven't wasted my time completely. Good. Thank you for it.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to lower the hand, and if you have a question, now put it up, because I don't know why your hand goes up. All right, so no more questions? Oh, okay, ask your question.
Hi, it's just kind of like a continuation of what Bahij was saying, is that like I was doing that when I was watching a TV show that I've seen a million times over the weekend, and I did notice that it's like the person is very, very needy, which is why she has these dysfunctional relationships with men.
Uh-huh.
And she's the one who's actually created the drama with everything. I've never really saw it that way before, because I'm always like, I feel sorry for her. But now I watched it and I realized, she's the one who's creating the drama for herself.
Excellent. Congratulations. That's great. The other great thing that you told me is that And I don't think I shared it with people, or if I did, I'll just do it again. You shared with me that the entire Star Trek Next Generation is illustration of how to see sideways.
Yes.
Because it's a different culture, and they go from culture to culture, and they start to see different things in different cultures. That was a big contribution, so thank you so much for that, too.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Yeah, because I was trying to figure out an explanation, because you were describing it, and I just wasn't getting it, and then I watched Star Trek, and then, oh, wait a minute, I think that's what she's talking about, how they always analyze, like, what's, you know, like, they don't want to really influence the culture, so they just kind of look at it and observe instead of interfering.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Or judging.
Or judging. It's a neutral, intelligent, you know, observance. And that's, I kind of applied that with the last call that the last partner call I had with Kala, which I think you thought was a little bit better than the previous one.
Yes, excellent. So, thank you. Thank you, Paolo.
Welcome.
Is there another question, William?
It's just on what they're seeing with the movie. Can I say it?
Of course.
My sister was buying a car, and I saw my nephew had the car that was for sale. And when I approached them about the price, they suddenly upped the price. And before I would have jumped into this, he owes me. I've done so much for him and all this type of crap. This time I didn't. I just saw it as, you know, they're just trying to get as much money as they can for themselves. And my sister jumped on the bandwagon saying, you know, what they should be doing for you. And next time I said, yeah, but it's only just, they're just two people trying to sell their car. And I never saw it like that before.
So this was probably your first time you actually saw. The whole partner script is full of what's the intention, what's the intention, what's the intention, and now you saw that there is an intention.
I just saw that it was not about me. It was just.
Okay, so you see that. Then I set you up, right? I set you up to see how little you see. Because what there is to see is that there is an intention there. A distinction. There's a distinction, intention. And you haven't grasped that yet. And until you grasp it as an intention, and as a distinction, you are not going to get the results that are available. Until it's just, I just do something about myself, it's going to be still more of the same. It's an example instead of a distinction.
Okay.
Okay. So you may want to do what I recommended to Bahij and rip out all kinds of TV shows or whatever. It doesn't matter what you watch because it's everywhere. And start to distinguish intention. Because if you don't distinguish what the heck is intention, okay, you are not going to get to much higher than you are. And you are somewhere, but not very high. Get that?
Okay.
Okay,
yes.
So that's what I recommended you to do. And I'm grateful that you asked the question, because I couldn't catch you. Right? Catch you doing something that is not enough.
Yes. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. Lowering the hands. Raise your hand if you have any questions. I can't recall if it was your hand or hold hand. No more questions? Distinction, by the way, to be able to see it as a distinction is one of the hardest things because, well, I'm not sure why, okay? When I was in landmark education, I learned the distinction, like 6 or 7 or 8 times because I repeated courses, repeated. But I caught it the first time, which means I did the course with thousands of people because each course has about 200 people. And I remember one other person, who got distinction in my whole participation. So it's very difficult. Very difficult. I mean, looking is a distinction, seeing is a distinction, and distinction itself is a distinction. Needy is a distinction. What the context is a distinction. What is the intention is a distinction. Thwarted intention is yet another distinction. And you are not there yet, William. And the most people aren't. Most people aren't. And the more people talk, the less they have, when you have the distinction, when I tell someone, or the script says, tell the incident in 3 sentences, and they talk for 15 minutes, I know they have no distinction. They have no idea what's relevant and what's not relevant. Even the relevant is a distinction. Most people don't know what it means. Right? So, that is the biggest missing. People being able to tell what's relevant, what's not relevant, what's a distinction, what's not a distinction. Source said that I don't need to succeed with that. I just need to see that I didn't. I did! Surprise! I saw it! All right, no more questions, then we can just call it a day. Raise your hand if it was worth your time to be here. All right, and I'm going to lower the hands. Thank you so much. Almost everybody raised their hand. Raise your hand if you want to say what you got from this call. I have been doing that, and it's been when you can declare what you got, what you take away, it is going to disappear less likely. All right, Paolo, what is your takeaway?
Takeaway is the taking responsibility for what I said, which I said a lot of things, and I need to take responsibility for them.
I would prefer that you say, I want to.
Say that again? I want to take responsibility?
Yes. Do you know why?
Okay. No.
Because responsibility is your door to power.
Ah,
so if you
okay.
want power, then you want responsibility.
I want to take responsibility. Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, Sandra.
It will be bringing a kind eye to my shortcomings and laughing about that.
Good.
That I thought I had done it in the past, but yeah, not really, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to lower the hands who I already spoke with, Bahid.
Okay, similar to the lady just before me, playing with my caca when I see something that's ugly, you know, having, you know, being lighthearted, playful about it. That's and the looking around.
I should put it on my website. I teach you to play with your caca. Oh, that's my joke.
I'll donate to that. I'll donate to that campaign.
All right, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Ben, what did you get?
I got, just the difference sort of in tone of Paolo and Mira. Just, that was really great, the interaction you had with both of them. And then with when the interaction with Bahij, that the theoretical guy versus doing, and I can sort of see, I do it in my own head, I imagine that it's done, and I can see that that's a shortfall for me.
Okay, memory. So you caught one of your pretenses. Yes, thank you. Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Kaba, what did you get?
Yeah, I think I saw what I avoid the responsibility for, and I want to. Yeah, I avoid responsibility for. I was stuck in the car, and that it was unpleasant. And when I look at my life, I see that I avoid responsibility for. When, like, I am having limitations, and for example, when I'm doing something I'm not have knowledge of, or and I go into I'm nothing, and then I avoid.
Okay, you're not there yet.
Okay.
You're not there.
And I want to.
You are looking at the right area, but you're not there yet. You are still not seeing what you could be responsible for. You're misidentifying.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll keep looking, and it was.
There's nothing wrong. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. No, that's good to know.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to, because when you take away the wrong thing, and it happens to you a lot, by the way, then you are going to work on the wrong thing, and you are going to have a sense of accomplishment, but you accomplished the wrong thing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You do that a lot.
About
twice a week. Hey, regularity is important in many areas, especially with Kaka, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. Thank you.
Lee. So, pretty much similar to what others have been saying prior, which is connecting back to what Bahij was talking about, which is moving from the theoretical to actually doing, and then also having or wanting to have a kind eye to my shortcomings, and just like playing with my shit or my caca. So I think that that's something that I really need to do, because honestly, I felt like I was laughing at myself, but I don't think it was fully just pure laughter.
Let me tell you something. Since I last spoke with you, even your voice changed.
So yeah.
You have gone through some shift that is in the right
direction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So congratulations. Mm-hmm. Continue.
I'm definitely not as nervous.
Say it again.
I'm definitely not as nervous when I'm on these calls, I've noticed. Because I used to be pretty like.
Generosity about you that wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you have generosity available to you, you're doing the scarcity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
You
won't
have the scarcity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wanting to be more giving.
No, you have that you want. You can. That's,
yeah.
It's not what you want. It's what you can. Is what defines you more. There are a lot of people who want to be generous, but they can't.
Right. Okay.
Okay? You move to a place where you can.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Leah, what did you get? I have to unmute you. Sorry. Okay. You're unmuted.
So I really love that shaming is a way to make a difference. I had such an inability to be with the shaming, and I had so much suffering about it, and it just released completely. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good thing to catch, right?
Yeah. Well, that made a huge difference, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking it that way. And a few whole future opened up, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like I ran away for a few times because I just couldn't deal with it. And now it's like all the significance just disappeared.
Excellent.
So I just
love
that.
Awesome. Thank you, Leah. All right, so that Leah was the last person who had their hand up. So that means that you are all ready to go, right? Okay, going once, going twice, and okay, so William and I will get together, and Dorothy and I will get together, and if I promise to anybody and I forgot about it, then just remind me, okay? All right, thank you, guys. I'm closing the webinar.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sophie.
Too late. All right, bye guys.
Stay well.
Bye.
Bye.